Will he tip the card?
I know I've said it before, but given the series of events that leads me into your studio today, Michael, I think there is something happening. There's something in the air.
We'll tip the card here. I'll tip the card this weekend.
Mick Sharkey joins Racing Pulse to preview the big races in Friday Form Focus.
He is back, Mick Sharkey, Friday Form Focus. We are ready to fill our pockets. Bletchingley Stakes Day ahead of a week free of racing, so we need to make everything count this Saturday. And for those who missed the Shark, who was first up last week, he is on a heater. This is what he did last week.
Furion, third up, super run first up on wet track behind Dice Roll, wants 2,000 metres, well-weighted. I just think this is a great race for this horse.
The other horse is The Good Fight. Kept a close eye on him when he came over and landed in Sydney. I think he's one that might sneak under the radar a little bit. I could have a little bet on 1 and 4 here against the favourite at the short odds.
So The Good Fight, $14, and the 4, Sweet Thomas at $6.50.
Uh-huh.
2-bet play.
Yeah.
Wow, like Nostradamus. Furion gets up at $5, The Good Fight, $14, and just the Sneaky Quinella as well.
Sneaky Quincy. Yeah, little bit of Quincy action.
Well done, Sharky, because you're under pressure. The Hutchbuster and Josh from Horsham said, hang on, I think I can take this role, but you fought back.
You know what? I eat pressure for breakfast. that's what keeps me so trim, taut and terrific. Just a healthy diet of pressure.
Do you know what the pressure
is? Cold.
The pressure is this week.
What?
We're all still in lockdown. I'm hearing the numbers are going to be good today.
Oh,
though,
which good
is,
numbers.
Fingers crossed.
Okay.
And
14.
14. There you go.
Ho.
And I think pretty much all of them have been in isolation and linked. So
will we be out Tuesday?
Ooh. That I'm not sure. It might be. We'll see what the next few days bring. But we're looking a hell of a lot better than we were 2 days ago.
Come on.
But you know what? We don't have next week.
What?
We don't have any racing. So we need to fill our pockets up now.
What do you mean we don't have any racing?
Don't tell me you've only just heard about this too.
Well, apparently the trainers have only just heard of it in the last week or so. What about that?
Well, Damien Lane did put out a funny little tweet.
Where was his outrage 6 months ago?
Saying that this has been in the calendar for over 12 months and spoken about for over 12 months. Now, only this week, we're hearing people not happy about it.
Yeah. Maybe that's a sign that trainers are overworked. They haven't been able to look that far ahead. They're so busy. Maybe that, I don't know.
I think the lockdown has played a part in that, saying, you know what, we can't go anywhere, so what else are we going to do? But anyway.
I've certainly heard enough of the race last me a week.
We'll keep that debate for on Monday when we need something to talk about on the verdict. What we need to talk about now is what the track conditions will be tomorrow. It went out a heavy 8 yesterday. Haven't had any rain since. I know there's a lot of trainers hoping for a bit of improvement. Jason Kerr, the track man, joins us this morning. How are you, Jase?
G'day, very well, thanks, Michael. Morning, Mick.
What is the track currently rated at Caulfield for tomorrow?
I've rated a soft 7 this morning, an improving soft 7. So, yeah, a little bit of breeze around today will continue to improve, but there's a couple of showers late morning, early afternoon tomorrow, so we've still got the fingers crossed that we'll miss them. But certainly at the moment, it's a soft 7 on the improve a little bit, and just sort of waiting to see what the weather does tomorrow.
So if we miss those showers, would we be on a soft 6, do you think?
I think it's a chance. It's probably another factor that will come into play. Having a windy day tomorrow, which will be nice, but a breeze gets up and obviously your sits are drying out, and then if it's breezy, we're probably not going to get a dew overnight. So I think if all those factors come to fruition, we're every chance to get on the 6, and just hopefully we miss the showers.
What's the wind looking like tomorrow? What direction?
Yeah, it's a pretty breezy day. It's tipping a northwesterly down the side, then a headwind in the straight, up to sort of 40, 45 k's an hour. So it's going to be a fairly windy day, I think. So obviously that'll play a bit of a part also.
All right, we just lost you there. So it's a headwind in the straight and down the side, it's coming across them. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, that's right, up to 40 to 45 kilometres an hour. So it's a pretty solid wind, so it'll certainly come into play tomorrow, I think, to some extent.
Okay, rail out 4. Will they get off the fence? How do you see the pattern?
Yeah, the plan was only to push it out 3 metres, but it was got well worn last meeting on the 10th. I sort of pushed it out the extra metre. It probably covers about 90% of the wear. There's certainly some marking outside the rail. Whether it's sort of, whether they get off the fence because of it, I'm not sure. I think during the day this time of year, they tend to sort of stay on the fence early and then wander off and have a look out in the middle later in the program. So I think that's probably going to be a similar pattern again tomorrow.
All right. Now, last week, Limo Keith threw down the gauntlet to all the track managers, declaring a $14 winner. Have you got something for us tomorrow?
He did, didn't he? He was somebody snag one finally, so I'll stick with the tried and true, the Kieran Maher, Jamie Carr, distance race combination at Caulfield, Murrumbidgee River. No one missed its run at Sandown the other day, so I think not the $14 that Liam got us, but it might get us something tomorrow.
All right, it'll get us a cold beer after the last. Good luck. Fingers crossed that rain doesn't come. We'll get an update tomorrow, Jase.
Thanks, Michael.
Jason Kerr, track manager there. That wind, 45, that's a strong wind. 45, crosswind down the side, headwind in the straight. Now, usually when we've got a wind of that strength, the jockeys talk about it's good to get that little bit of cover.
Yes.
Especially down the side. So could that affect the way races are run and patterns?
Definitely, and I think cover, but you probably don't want to be hard on the rail either. You probably want a horse inside you on the rail and maybe something a little bit wider to bring you into the straight. So yeah, those horses, if you think about them going around the turn, the ones that are going to be copping the wind in against the rail, they might be buffeted a little bit and doing a little bit extra work, as well as those turning into the straight.
All right. Well, we'll talk more about that. We got Joshy from Horsham. He himself is under pressure.
J-Bomb.
It's a last roll of the dice for Josh. He had three throws at the stumps last week. We're giving him one more chance.
Oh, did he have donuts?
But what we want is the punters out there. If you've got a little sneaky, and if our good mate Josh, who has been flying the flag, doesn't hit the mark this week, we'll bring in another listener tipster next week. So get your entries in. SMS is 0416 9050.
Surely Michael 52. From Brisbane gets a little Guernsey or a special from Noosa. They've been long-time listeners, stalwart types.
Well, this is your chance to shine. Michael, send through your SMSs. Let's get into the first race at Caulfield tomorrow. It is the Ned's Vobis Gold Stayers, $150,000 race. Only a smallish field for the Stayers.
Rubbish field too.
Yeah, it's not the greatest depth. Muhammad Dias goes around, Royal Crown goes around. I was pretty buoyed by what Dave Eustace had to say about Maserati Bay. He's just had no luck this time in. He thinks the extra distance will be what he is looking for, and the market has it a $2.90 favourite. I thought Cakewalk Baby, I know a three-year-old taking on the older horses, but Cakewalk Baby hit the line really well last start. What do you think here, Sharky? It's a $4.80 chance.
What was the excuse in Sydney last start for Maserati Bay?
What did he say?
General malaise.
I don't think he was in the right position or something like that. He said they erred, probably taking the horse up to Sydney, should have stayed here in Melbourne. Okay. Just hasn't had much luck.
He has been knocking on the door rather loudly all preparation, and I keep riding him down as a horse to follow up in a race like this. As you've said, the bad luck just continually goes his way. And then last time I thought, what is this all about? He was 750 out to 11 bucks that day too, which was a bit odd because prior to that he'd been, supported in the market, so that was a bit different, this preparation. I'm inclined to be with him again. This race, it's pretty awful. Apart from Muhammad Ace is the best horse in the race, but he's better on top of the ground. Royal Crown's kind of just going up and down in the one spot at the moment. Maserati Bay, we've talked about him. The rest of them are eligible for benchmark 60 and 70 sort of races. Maserati Bay is the top pick for me. Will I have a bet? If he's $3 or thereabouts, I might have a little
290?
Luck. No, I want a little bit better. I want a little bit better.
SMS here saying, I think the Galagotis boys, Grey Khan, is great value in the first race at around about $31, $5 a place.
Good luck to you. I think he's pretty slow.
All right, that's a short, sharp jab to the chin there about Grey Khan.
Well, he won a 64-2 back beating Jaquila, who I think was seen going around in a Jericho Cup. So that probably tells you about the level Grey Khan's operating at the moment. Nah, I'll work around him.
Cakewalk Baby?
Three-year-old filly against older horses. deep into a prep list. She's fit. She goes on the wet. She'll get back. She'll run on. Yeah. Look, at least she's looking like sort of she's closer to a win than others. Let's just say that.
All right. So, Maserati.
It's an awful race. Horrible. Horrible race.
All right. Let's see if Sharky's enthusiasm improves throughout the car.
If it was run at Sandown midweek, you'd say, yeah, righto. Right. And it wouldn't exactly be a standout race there either.
Well, I tell you what this does say is, once again, where are all our stayers?
Start breeding them, people.
We have no racing for a week. Everyone's crying, I can't get runs.
Yeah. Yet.
There are 8 runners in $150,000 Vobis Gold Stayers.
This is why I try and buy stayers when I race stayers, and I like to breed stayers, because if you get one that's half decent, it pays for all of the others.
Race number 2 is the MRC member Alan Yates handicap. Good luck to Al. Great again. Who went around in the Bletchingley last year, 12 months ago. He's been crying out for a wet track. They probably don't want a windy day that gets it up to a soft 6 tomorrow. They'd prefer it in the heavy range. It's the favourite around about $3.30. King Magnus, $4.20. The inevitable Scotty Brunton, $5. Interesting runner here. And then we're down to Dark Dream at around about $6.50. Had a good chat to Scotty Brunton yesterday. This is what he had to say about the inevitable.
Yeah, he's going terrific. His first up run was really good at Caulfield, but he's coming off a few little injuries and niggles. I probably overtrained him a little bit for it, but his sectionals were still really sound to the line. He pulled up good from the run. We've given him sort of 6 weeks between runs, a fair weight, but up to the 1400, smallish field. I think he gets his opportunity to run a good race again.
What do you make of the inevitable?
Just going. I want to see him on a soft track again at this sort of level. He loomed up at Caulfield, and I thought he was going to really hit the line. He was okay late. I wasn't getting carried away with it. Market didn't like him either that day. Tongue tie goes on. I need to see him return to his best form. He hasn't won in a little while now, albeit he's been racing in pretty good company for a lot of his last sort of 8 to 10 starts. Great again. Yeah, just going as well, I reckon. Just going. Wongoom run, solid enough. Sandown last time. Blech. I want to try Dark Dream.
Well, he's the intriguing runner of the day.
Yeah.
Like, we know he's...
Very good horse.
He's the best horse in the race.
Very good horse. At his best, you know, he was favourite for... he was winning a Queensland Derby, wasn't he, back in the day,
before a few years ago now?
Hong Kong was okay for him. Probably just didn't work out as good as they thought it might up there. Switches back to Lindsay Park. Maybe racing world works in funny ways sometimes. Maybe the boys lose Finance Tycoon 1 week. They gain a horse like Dark Dream, but he might come out and win really well. So Wodonga trial win was strong. He was never asked to do much there. He just galloped away from them. He was a lot better than that lot. It's a positive sign. He's had a good jump out and a good trial into this. I'd expect him to be fit enough. Goes well fresh. Goes well in the soft. I think at the price, I would rather try him than gamble on whether Great Again or the Inevitable want to somehow find their best form.
$6, you'd be happy to play Dark Dream?
Happy to play at that.
King Magnus, do we just continue to underestimate that galloper?
1.84 last time. This is a bit stronger than that. Also had no weight on his back. Gets the claim again. He needs that to be competitive in this race. I'm looking at the form around him and just wondering if it's up to this level.
All right, so it's a play, Dark Dream.
Yeah, a little throw up the stumps.
All right, we've got a few SMSs and tips coming in here. Michael from Brisbane, he's
entered
the fray.
I've
got a multi for you here. Race 2, number 7, King Magnus. Sharky's already put an arrow through that one.
Yeah.
Race 3, number 5, Regulus. Race 4, number 1, La Mexicana. And he gives Innkeeper a roughy chance in the Bletchingley as well. There's another one here. Hello, boys. I got 2 out of 3 last week, and I'm on Chassis.
Who?
At $9. Chassis last week, $9, and Signers Express at some time.
Well, who's this banana?
Damien, that's good.
I want to hear about it after the fact,
but what
Damien?
About tomorrow? I'm happy about that, but give us tomorrow.
Tell me what you did last week.
Typical Shark. Oh, here we go. Typical Shark coming off a good win. And then next week, arrogantly dismisses lower grade horses and races. He's not a man of the people.
What do you mean typical of coming off a win? I arrogantly dismiss horses every single week. That's what I do.
Here's one.
Sometimes they win.
Paul from Adelaide. How can Great Again not like the slow? Six wins, 4 seconds, all on slow. Well, that's true.
But I
think better suited on a... The wetter the better, isn't it, for Great Again?
Well, I don't know. His last two, he's been on a soft seven and a heavy eight. He's been okay. I don't know. I'm not raving about him. He was going better last prep.
Hello, Shark. And Michael, I swear, she's perfect at nice odds. Race 3, Caulfield tomorrow. Both runs have been good without luck. That's Dave from Frankston South. All right, well, let's have a look at race number 3.
Dave and I singing from the same hymn book here.
This is a good little race.
Frankston and Aspendale unite. Bang. Real Bayside hood sort of stuff.
See each other on the running track.
We've got secret handshakes for that sort of stuff.
I'm interested in this race because I know it's only a little mid-winter race. Sunfall was really impressive, winning first up. 360 favourite. Cherry Pick blew the start, was big, and its debut, 440. Regulus, I think this is the full brother to Star Witness. Danny O'Brien was pretty up and about it yesterday. Ran really well on debut at $5. Pammy Joy, $8.50. Rainair, I know the Rosemont team have a good opinion of this horse at $9. Pounding, $13. And then Lord Paramount at $15. Was $21, was the Rama Ruffy this morning. Now, she's perfect is a $16 chance, Shark.
I don't mind it. I think she's perfect is desperate for 1,400 metres. The wheels have been spinning over 1,000 and 1,100, and then she hit traffic first up at Bendigo when she was just starting to build revs, and then at Geelong last time it was all over and she was eating them up late. It's a slightly stronger grade here, but I do agree with our pal from Frankston that she's a little bit long. I think she can run a really good race here each way. Cherry Pick was great at Caulfield behind Libby Armo. I like that little form line. Zapateo through the race had won well before that. I think that race had some depth. Brett Preble's riding well, nice and strong. I think it's right in the game. And then basically every horse you've mentioned, Lord Paramount, Regulus, Pounding, Sunfall, they're all in the game. I've just gone a little bit off Broadway here. This is where she's perfect.
Well, $16, do you give... Of those ones who have had their last start or first start wins, which have been impressive, Sunfall, Cherry Pick, Regulus, even Rainair, which won when it shouldn't have won last start, who do you think's the most progressive of those?
Regulus.
Yep.
I liked it. I thought its run at Flemington was really good. And again, looks a horse that's probably... I reckon there's more Starcraft sort of mould in it than Star Witness, if you know what I mean. I think we'll see this fella get out to a mile and that sort of trip.
Each way play?
Yeah, each way play. Day. Oh, yeah, I think so. I think it's a nice little bet. Neat little each way bet.
All right. Joe from Bendigo says, race 6, Murrumbidgee River. Race 3, Regulus, very promising. Race 7, Ashford Street and The Garden are my best at each way. That's Joe from Bendigo. Got a few other SMSs coming through here. I like this one. We've got a lot of Tassie listeners and Sharky.
Mum and Dad are in Tassie at the moment.
You've got family down in Tassie.
Well, literally, yeah. Mum and Dad are holidaying there.
There's a lot that don't like you down there at the moment. Oh. Potting the local horses. The bear, Richie Robinson's text in. I love it when the Shark pots the inevitable. He's never liked him. Had 59 last start. The run was better than it appears. Back the inevitable. All up. Keepers touch Sunday at Hobart. Into moves like Jagger and you will be able to party Sunday night like Mick Jagger. So there you go. That's from Richie the Bear Robinson.
Richie the Bear Robinson. He's run with his nickname wedged in between his first and last, has he?
Local legend.
Is that how he's known, Richie the Bear?
Local legend down in Tassie.
Richie the Bear, really?
Yeah.
Is he?
One of the gun footballers and coaches down there. So,
never heard of him.
All right, there you go.
Richie the Bear. It sounds made up. Sounds made up.
All right, let's get through a few of these quick tips before we get on to the
straighten
next
up,
race.
Michael. No tangents.
All you need to do is follow Craig Newitt. He's flying. There's one tip. Howdy, Shark and Michael. Caulfield Race 5 tomorrow. Mr. Dynamics. Great each way chance. I was on it last start at Ballarat. One like Winks. Great
one like Winks.
Jockey trainer combo. They look out. That's from Dave. Romanus in Geelong West.
Crikey,
good on you, Dave. We'll notate all of these down, and whoever gives us the best winner of the week may be on next week. Who else have we got here? Morning, boys. There's a seriously juicy play at Morfettville tomorrow. Race 8, number 13, Pigaro. Fly second up. Get in the queue, punters. That's Oyster, our mate from Beau Morris.
Oh, come on. Some of these names are made up.
Good morning, guys. I've got one left.
These aren't real people.
For tomorrow, in the last at Darwin, Heavenly Emperor. And a Flemington winner, Warren from Vermont as well. So good on you, Woz, from Vermont. One out wide at Darwin. Tassie horses are okay. Stop bagging the horses. It's the weather that sucks. Hey, it's not too crash hot here in Melbourne at the moment. I can give you the tip. I've got a first starter Sunday for you at Warwick Nabil. All right, get the
pens down
here. This is
what we like. This is the sort of dirt
Sweet
that we enjoy.
Angel. 2-year-old in the first race, trained in the bush, so will be well overs and is worth an each-way ticket. All right, there's a snapshot of some of the selections around the country from our listeners on this Friday Form Focus. Let's get into race number 4, which is one of the shorter-priced favourites of the day. Only a small field again, and we get to see Miss Albania and La Mexicana meet. Miss Albania is at $2.50, La Mexicana $3.40, Kalkani Royale at $6, Absolute Flirt, $7.50. The last time these two met, Miss La Mexicana had the wood on Miss Albania, but there is a huge weight swing in favour of Miss Albania tomorrow.
There is. Miss Albania, I wouldn't exactly say that she's proven on anything but a good track. It's all she's ever seen. And she's a quick horse, so I don't know how she's going to go in the wet.
Magnus we'll normally get through it, don't they?
Normally, yeah. Probably want to see it before I start punting. Fair bit of pressure up front here, I would have thought. High risk, is fit and fast and likes to get along. Miss Albania, likewise. You've got horses like Absolute Flirt that'll try and sort of slot in behind that speed. La Mexicana's got good natural gate speed and she should lob sort of third, fourth as well. So I think the two favourites will be lobbed right on the back of that pace. Not a lot between La Mexicana and Absolute Flirt. They all met with Miss Albania at Caulfield going back away. I just think with a little bit of race fitness on her side and a good claim for Alana Kelly, what's the jockey's challenge tomorrow? What's the jockey challenge? Is there one up?
It'll be tomorrow morning.
See, Nick Quinn doesn't like, he doesn't do this, does he?
The jockey's challenge will come up tomorrow morning.
It's laziness. We've got the fields from Wednesday. They want to bet on everything else early. Why don't they bet on the jockey challenge early? Why,
because
Nick?
Of scratchings.
Is Nick Quinn joining us this morning?
He will be.
Yeah, well, he needs to. So they're happy to bet
I've
on everything else
task.
Early.
I've set Nick Quinn a task. Yesterday, David Brydoke was on, and he declared Andrew Hoy one of the best bets of the Olympics to win a gold medal in the
Andrew
equestrian.
Andrew Hoy.
So I've asked Quinny to try and find a price. We'll get to him in a moment. So we might be able to have a little Olympic multi. In the equestrian.
Is breakdancing on the Olympics? Is that this year?
It's pretty much everything else.
Is it this year, the breakdancing?
It could be.
Can we bet on that?
Who would you want to bet on in the breakdancing?
I don't know. I'd reckon the Japanese would have some moves. I've seen some Japanese breakdance posses getting around South Bank and that sort of thing. They can really do some neat spinning on head
tangent,
sort of action.
Mickey needs to...
You would have been a worman back in the day.
Where's Mikey? He's asleep at the panel. Where's that tangent?
Wild Bill's just drop into the worm.
Now, it doesn't work as well when I have to prompt you, Mikey. Hey, La Mexicana, J-Car, 60 kilos.
Oh,
how much
man.
Is the weight differential? Do you take into consideration without... Is it 8 kilos better, Miss Albania meets him?
Yeah, on a really wet track, I would have preferred La Mexicana to have had a run. I just think she might, on, you know, soft set, we're talking soft sevens and worse, which is probably what it'll be. I love to see that little bit of fitness on their side. Yes, I'm not saying they can't win first up, and if you're going to do it first up over 1,100, 1,000, that's probably an advantage.
She's just a winner. 6 of 8.
Yeah, she is.
La Mexicana.
She is. I will say when she beat Absolute Flirt last prep, she was in receipt of 2.5 kegs. And Absolute Flirt claims right away from it this time with that little bit of fitness edge. So I just thought that might give her a little advantage in this race. Tough race. Those two stand out. Miss Albania, the query on the wet track. But If she won, it wouldn't surprise me. There's not a lot between that little trio.
All right. Absolute Flirt, each way play at $7.50. You're not going to get each way.
No, just go a little bit.
You're not going to get
each way. Just go a little win bet.
Yeah, $7.50
win
the
bet.
Win.
Yeah.
All right. Race number five is the last leg of the early quali. Another MRC member, Linda Leo, handicap here.
Oh.
No scratchings. Scantoon for Graham Beggs, the favourite here at 360. Now, what are you going to say about our Tassie mates and beyond, who has a picket fence, 6 from 6 last time came across to the mainland, beat a horse called Curran. Spoke to Tanya Hansen earlier in the week. She gave it a really good push as well. So I think he's a big hope and beyond at $4.40 promotion, $7. And Chassis last start winner at $7.50 as well. And beyond, what are your thoughts?
I think he can win. There's two horses I want to back in this race. One of them is And Beyond. That Curran form line, that's very strong. That ties in with Ayrton. That's stakes class form. He's 6 for 6, this horse. Goes on turf, goes on synthetic. Pretty much a plug-and-play option for Ken and Tanya Hansen. Good luck to them. I hope they get a Saturday Caulfield winner here with And Beyond. I'm backing him. The other horse I'm backing, if the track hangs around that soft 7 or worse range, is Jittery Jack, number 14. He is a much better wet tracker than he is on top of the ground. So far this prep, he's gone good track, soft track, good track, soft track. And then good track last time here behind Scottish Dancer when he led. He really kicked hard and tried hard. The ground just wasn't to his liking. Back
he's
on
17 back to 14?
That's no problem. I think he's probably better around that 1400 to 1600 range, I reckon. And on a soft 7 with a headwind, it might test a few of them out behind. I think he's a really good show.
You're going value tomorrow, Sharky. $11, Jittery Jack.
Always go value. Always.
All right. Would you be playing the two-bet strategy And Beyond as
the
saver?
Yeah, I think so. I think they're the two. I think And Beyond's the one I want to have on top. Jittery Jack needs conditions, but if he gets them, he can win. And the other one that's right in the game because he gets another great draw and he's so consistent is Scantoon. Never far from the action. Top four finishes most of the time. Goes on the wet. He's just a reliable, safe little option.
He's been
probably why he's favourite.
He's been well back too, Scantoon. He's into favouritism. Magpie Jack from Ballarat. Race 9, number 4, Bell CL. Preble is absolutely flying. It was a good value selection last start. There was the Hutchbuster when he was in who found that. Sharky, race 1, number 6. Ovita Zen loves it wet.
Lucas Cranick.
So is that why you're against it?
No, he's been winning 58s and 64s of late. I think that so far we haven't seen him up to anything better than that grade. I'd love for Lucas to win on Saturday at Caulfield. That'd be fantastic. It's where the great horse won the Peter Young, of course. And
well, that's from
lined my pockets when Lee Friedman tugged my coat before the race and said, he cannot lose. Go and have as much as you want on him.
So the big dog is on those two. He also likes Innkeeper. We've had a few for Innkeeper.
I think that's on the presumption it's going to be really wet.
I know it's up in class. Lightly raced Ashford Street, race 7,
yes.
An up-and-comer. Unlucky it's last two.
That's nice from, horse.
Matt from Vermont. So good on you, Matty. Uncle Kevin will not be happy with Sharky potting all these Tasmanian horses.
I'll just tip one.
There you go. Everyone knows Bear and Tassie, Sharky. How can you be so stupid? Also known as the Earl of Elwick.
Earl of Elwick.
I like that.
Might have to
gents only
get
small
on the sauce with the Earl of Elwick next time I'm down there.
Gents own a small share in Zesty Bell running the last. Should we wait for better odds or do we just bet up now? Merrill in Hawthorne. Good run last start.
Very good run last start. I think it's definitely in the game, Merrill. Zesty Bell.
All right, last couple before we take a break and come back with the quaddy. Tips ready to go. This is from Mick and Roeville. Race 2, number 2, Dark Dream. Race 8, number 1 in Sydney. Shim, both win. Put in, take out.
Wow.
All right, like that confidence from Mick in Roeville.
If it was Mick in Brighton with that sort of confidence, I'd probably be more confident in his selections.
What are you talking about?
If he's that good, he'd probably be living in... I'm from North Dandenong, right? It's a close area of Roeville.
You've alienated all of Tasmania and now all the good folk who listen out in Roeville.
I saw far too much of Roeville in my teenage years.
Jeez,
we used to go to gigs in the Roeville Community Centre out the back of Stud Park there. Some wild times.
All right. Well, let's not go down that road.
Stories I can tell you later on, Miguel.
Let's not go down that road. Here we go. One last one before we take a break. The Roeburn Cup, race 7, number 1, War Czar. Trainer Tom Pike to train the card. I'm not sure. Caulfield, race 7, number 15, Holt Trust. Enver, race 7, number 15. Now.
Oh, yeah. EJ's now, first starter.
Yeah, hang on.
Now, why is it running here? Is it running here because he's not going to get a run anywhere next week, or does he genuinely think it's Saturday
$19
class?
$19 chance.
Well, see, this is the...
And then there's
I
another
might just
one.
Text
Mackay
EJ.
Cup, race 8, number 6. So that's from Oxford, Ascot Vale. You get the mail from EJ. We'll take a text break EJ. And come back with the Friday Form Focus Quaddy.
Inside the weekend's biggest races, RSN 927's Racing Pulse and Friday Form Focus.
Welcome back to Friday Form Focus with the Shark. We're up to the first leg of the Quaddy, which is a Kieran Ma Racing Premiership Handicap. And not surprisingly, they have the favourite. SMSs are flooding in to give us tips left, right and centre. Josh from Horsham will join us just before 10 o'clock. But his position could be up for grabs if he can't find us a winner next week for the punter who can give us the best winner over the weekend. Listening to Shark mercilessly bag everyone in Australia without discrimination is making my morning. He's like one of the old guys in the balcony on the Muppets. Keep it up, Shark. That's from Glenn. Yes, he is in a grumpy mood today, the Shark.
Never grumpy.
We need to find winners and we need this quaddy tomorrow. Could this be, in what looks a very difficult quaddy, a race we can go a little skinny, or do you want to cast the net a bit wider in this first leg? Token Spirit, $3.20. Murrumbidgee River, $3.60. Then we're down to Capricorn Ridge, which is a really interesting runner who won so impressively last start over from South Australia, $4.40. And Czar X is at $10. We're going to have a chat to Mark Sayers because it was... Matt Sayers, I should say, because it was absolutely jaw-dropping Capricorn Ridge the way it won last start. Good morning, Matty. How are you?
Yeah, very well. Good yourself?
Very well indeed. Gee, he was strong as we've seen a horse hit the line. I think I heard Dean Lester say this morning he ran the fastest last 200 of the meeting last start, and Jacob Opperman basically eased him down.
Yeah, no, he was good. We expected him to run well. Probably didn't expect him to win that way, but he seems to have a bright enough future over a little bit of distance. So we thought we would take another step with him and send him over, stepping him up to the 24. Jumps up in grade again, but the wetter track, probably not a great concern for him.
Matt, he'd been to 2000 twice before that Ballarat run. Once he won at Strathalbyn, it was a solid enough maiden win, and then he was beaten at Bordertown. Was it a combination, do you think, of the heavy ground as well as the step up in trip last time that saw him excel? Could you have a really, really good wet tracker on your hands here?
Yeah, possibly. He's always sort of shown us enough. We probably thought he might have won a race before he got up to 2000 a couple of times, but... he seems to mature a lot more this time in. His run first up was good at Gawler, got back, probably ran the quickest last 1,000 and lost the race. But I think the further he gets, the better he'll get.
And do you think he's continuing to improve between each start as well?
Yeah, exactly. Thought it was probably a good opportunity for him to dabble over in Victoria with the better grade. He got through Ballarat really well, and his work Tuesday was nice.
He's drawn an inside gate tomorrow. Where do you think he'll be in the run? He got back, looped them last start at Ballarat and was just simply dominant. Where would you like him to be?
I think for him to sort of run the 24 out solid, I'd like to probably see Jacob just come out neutral on him again, ride him where he's comfortable. Probably think he sits a tad closer over that trip. Doesn't seem to be a lot of pace in the race. But if you can just keep him nice and comfortable early and probably one off and then look to get him in clear air.
With all the border COVID situations, I don't think you'll be able to be at Caulfield tomorrow. So where will you be watching?
We'll be watching at home. So nearly about feed up time. So... He left last night on Goldeners and headed over to Lloyd Kennewell's at Caulfield.
Confident?
Definite step up in grade. I think the horse is going well, but you've got Togan Spirit and Murrumbidgee River that look sort of promising horses as well. So he's got to take the next step.
Well, someone's confident. He's been $8.50 into $4.40, Matt. Yeah.
None of mine yet.
Yes, I like that.
Good luck tomorrow, Matt.
Cheers. Thank you.
Matt Sayers joining us there. And it's been a good go in the market, hasn't it? Into $4.40. It was just arrogant. It's when last started. It is a big step up in grade, is what Matt says. But you'd expect he'd be able to make that leap in that current vein of form.
Yeah, you would think so. He definitely goes in the quaddy. I think you put the first or the top four in the quaddy. That should see you through 1, 2, 3, 4. Look, Token Spirit's got to be a starting point because of how well he's won at his last two. Jamie Carr riding on both those occasions, and I think she made the comment after the Sandown Lakeside win that he feels like a confidence horse. And then she made the point afterwards at Flemington that his tail's up, he's, you know, feeling like he's unbeatable, and he won accordingly. Now, I wonder if this race was in their plans, the Griffiths de Kock team, after that race, or if they looked ahead and just thought, might as well have a throw up the stumps and see if we can win another city race. Because that race he won last time at Flemington was the culmination of a little series during the winter months. Murrumbidgee River. Somebody has mentioned it already this morning. That first up run at Hills at Ballarat, sorry, was very, very strong. It was a very good win, that, over 1,500. And he looks all over a stayer. They had him in, I reckon, on that one of those Token Spirit races in town on a Saturday, and they scratched and opted to go to a midweeker. He ran a great race here at Hillside. His best work was that last sort of 200 and on through the line. He wants this distance. I think he's the fresh blood. Carr takes the ride. Shark bets.
She's decided to jump off Token Spirit. We spoke to Robbie Griffiths, and he said we offered her the ride. She decided to go with Murrumbidgee River. So does that sway you as well? She's choosing Murrumbidgee River over Token Spirit?
Yeah, I think it has to, because she's ridden both at their last starts, and she probably liked the acceleration that Murrumbidgee showed over that 1,800. Not saying that Token Spirit hasn't been good at Sandown or Flemington, but she's obviously felt something that she prefers in Murrumbidgee River.
Confident.
With perhaps a bit more scope.
Confident bet at 360?
I think so, yeah. Happy to play there.
All right, Murrumbidgee River on top. How many in the quad?
1, 2, 3, 4.
1, 2, 3, and 4. Token Spirit. Murrumbidgee River, Capricorn Ridge, and Vintage Diesel is the one at value you're putting in from the Ben
Brisbane, good young trainer.
Stable, 18 into 11.
Yeah, it's well and truly in the game, particularly if the track gets into the heavy range, if we get the worst of those showers tomorrow.
All right, race number 7 is the Neds Filter Form Handicap. This is over 1,200 metres. The Big Easy, coming off a good win in Sydney, is the favourite here. Jay Carr on board, 460. The Garden from Simon Wild was good first up at $7. Sacred Palace, it was also good making ground last start at $7.50. And the Stablemate Strip Black Back is an interesting runner from the Lindsay Smith Stable at $7.50 as well. This looks a tricky affair. Who do you like here, Shark?
I had a tip from a mate on a horse in that Geelong Maiden that the Garden won. So I was watching that race closely. Sadly for him, his horse didn't win. But the Garden was brutal there. Absolutely brutal. Just lined up from the top of the straight, went through the gears, powered away. Big, strong horse. I thought he showed more than enough to balance up and be a chance in an off-season Saturday race. I've got him on top. Barrier 14, if you think about the wind and how that's going to be blowing and where you want to be, he's not going to be anywhere near that inside as they're going down the side of the track and turning in. But coming around from the top of the straight, he'll be well and truly exposed. He's a big, strong sort of fella, so I'm hoping that forward motion stands him in good stead into the wind that last little bit. I thought he was a lively each-way play here, the Garden. A heap of these have got some sort of chance in the race. I've been backing Ashford Street on a quick backup. He runs again here. He's going well. Simon Ryan's got him going really nicely. Hickok was really good last start up on the inside, waiting for a run. Strip Back just missed first up on heavy ground. It'll be much better for that. And then you're into the Big Easy, who's a last up when you're in Sydney. Sacred Palace isn't too bad. It's a solid sort of race. I think the shine's come off Duke of New Orleans to a degree. He was the second coming of Farlap after his Geelong maiden win, and I don't think he's operating anywhere near expectations or hype, I think I should probably say, out of that run. But yeah, there are a few here with a winning chance.
So, quaddy numbers?
2, 4, 6, 8, 9, 11.
2, 4, 6, 8, 9, and 11. The Big Easy. You're going to back the garden at $7?
Yes.
All right, so...
Now, I text DJ.
Oh, this is...
Enver, Holt, just for Vic.
The $19 debutante.
I just said to him, are you running Holt tomorrow because you think he's Saturday class or because there's no races next week? And he just wrote back succinctly, both. Thumbs up emoji.
Well, that's gives you a little
bit. He's a man of few words. I'm not sure what EJ code is. You know, emojis, sometimes people send them.
You should have been more direct.
I was pretty direct, wasn't I?
Well, you gave him the option of because there's no races next week.
Yeah,
she said,
yeah,
okay. Do you think this horse will be running? Well, you know, I
like to leave a little bit of mystery.
Do you know who will get him on tomorrow?
Who?
G Hall on the first word. Make sure. EJ's
I've got a
late
horse to
mail
send to EJ too.
Will
so.
Be on the first word tomorrow. All right, quaddy numbers in at race number 7, which is the second leg of the quaddy. 2, the Big Easy.
Yeah.
4 at Sacred Palace.
Yeah.
The 6, which is Ashford Street.
Yeah.
The 8, which is Hickok at good price. Mm-hmm. And 9, stripped back. And then the 11, which is the garden, your
garden
bet
of Eden
of the day. The feature is the Group 3, Big Screens Company, Bletchingly Stakes. It's a weight for age race over 1,200 metres. Dexalation has come out. We get a lot of last year's contenders going around, including Viridine and also Streets of Avalon, who ran 1-2. But Red Can Man looking to add... The Bletchingly to the Monash is the favourite at $4.60. Viridine at $4.80. The Astrologist, $5.50. Assyrian, as we heard, has been scratched from Sydney to run on the Bletchingly at $6. Streets of Avalon, question mark whether it starts. If the track is worse than a 7, he'll be scratched. Order of Command, $10. And Sansom, a little bit of a push from Philip Stokes, but might need the run at $11. Red Can Man caught up with David Brightoak. This is what he had to say.
Yeah, I think third run in... he's done well since the run. His gallop on Tuesday was very good. I think he's drawn a great gate. I think the horse will go really well. I'm not sure how the track will end up, and I guess no one will know till Saturday morning. But I was hoping it's not going to be too wet, but probably on his path anyway, will run. But I'm very pleased with him, and I think he can go very well.
Let's hear what Troy Corson's had to say about the Astrologist this time around the corner at Caulfield.
So it's the first time back this way, around this way, around a corner for a long time. And it's just a bit of a question mark. I do think he is best down the straight. I think he loves it down there. Lots of zoo stars do. But it'll be good to see where he's at going down there. So he's in a great frame of mind at the moment. He's jumping out of his skin. We won't be changing his pattern too much. Probably go a little bit harder, won't they, in this? But he'll be forward somewhere. He doesn't have to lead if he doesn't have to. But he'll be definitely forward, mate.
It's an open Bletchingly. Nick Quinn thinks that Viridine will start favourite, last year's winner, currently the second favourite at $4.80. Who are you with, Shark?
Order of Command. I'm with. I think on a wet track, he is a really solid each way chance.
Well, let's hear what Danny O'Brien has to say about Order of Command.
Possibly, particularly if the track is a genuine wet track. You've only got to go back a couple of runs, and he ran second in a Galaxy in what was a really high rating race. So, I think if you mark him only on his wet track form, you'd have to put him in.
Yeah, I agree. I think a wet track is the key to this horse. He's a Galaxy runner up over 1100 on a soft 7 recently. Wait for Age Group 1 was too strong for him behind Nature Strip Mask Crusader, but you'd expect that to be the case. I thought he looked big first up. He needed that little hit out. Wet track, Caulfield. Track and distance stats are good. Yeah, I think he's a nice little each way bet here. Order of Command.
Is he going that well? That's hard to say.
I don't think we can be too harsh on him on that first up run. I think, and we keep talking about race day markets and everything else, it's early market betting, I think, can be a bit misleading sometimes. I think the race day market, particularly once the horses come into the yard and we start to assess them on fitness and whatnot, I think the market told you race day that this horse would need the run first up, and on a good track, he was one they wanted to take on, easy in the betting, and he ran accordingly. I wouldn't be surprised if there was a bit of specking for him tomorrow, should the track hang around that soft seven range.
Other side of the coin, Red Can Man on a more affected track, does that concern you?
Yes, it does a little bit. It's a bit like old Red Can Man, new Red Can Man, because new stable, new environment, everything else. David Brydack still learning about the horse. The fact is, he's been on a soft seven once in Victoria. It was over 1,100. Down the straight when he loomed up, and fitness probably just got him late. The market loved him that day. He can win. I probably just want to see him win on a soft seven sort of track before I go launching into him.
Viridine just never looked in the right spot last start. Hit the line well.
Yeah,
does tomorrow's race shape better?
Yeah, but he just doesn't win often. He's getting into that sort of floater stage of his life in this listed Group 3 sort of grade. If he won, it wouldn't shock you. I'm going to leave him out of the quaddie. If he beats me, so be it.
And the astrologist around a bend back at Caulfield.
Definitely goes in the quaddie. Flying in great form. Troy's got him going as well as the horse has ever gone. I think the straight track suits him because he can cruise along in front. They kind of leave him alone a little bit in front. And he's got such a strong kick and a great will to win late in his races. He really is a tough horse, the astrologist. I don't see why with race fitness he wouldn't be right up there in the firing line and tough at the end. Again, Innkeeper the only other one for the quaddie.
All right, so quaddie numbers.
3, 5, 9, and 10.
3, 5, 9, and 10. It's a bit skinny in the Bletchingly. 3, which is order of command, $10, is a nice little value play there. The 5, Red Can Man. 9, the astrologist. And 10, which is Innkeeper at $34. A couple of the listeners have thrown Innkeeper in as well. So no Isurian coming down from Sydney?
No.
And no Viridine, the Blue Army. Up against it, according to Shark in the Bletchingly. Last of 9 is the MRC Membership Renewal Handicap. Interesting race here where Zesty Bell, good luck to our listener who's a part owner, was really gutsy last start. Caught out wide, $3.60. Sugartown, $5.50. Now, Zoo Dancer, we spoke to Troy Corson's yesterday and he just said, gee, if she'd drawn a barrier, I'd be telling you to open the shoulders. Gate 15 into $7, and Bubbly Lass, really good push from Kieran Maher.
Yes.
Saying best of the day, in his opinion,
yeah,
at $7.
I like Bubbly Lass a lot. I think she's just such a consistent little horse. I don't think she's any superstar, but always tries, always finds the line really well. From her maiden win going back to April behind Comica, that form has worked out pretty well. They met again at Hillside during the winter. Comica had the better of her again, but only marginally. And Bubbly Lass did get a long way out of her ground that day. Same deal at Caulfield last time. Drew back, got back, ran on well. She's a get-back run-on horse. So there's always that element of risk. But as long as you're getting each-way odds, she's a little 1x2, 1x3 play for me coming home here in the last. I think she's well-placed.
Kieran said, David said, she doesn't need to get that far back. She's drawn a decent gate. She can sit closer on the speed.
So hang on, clarify this for me. Was Kieran tipping it or was David tipping it?
No, David. We had David on this morning.
Oh, well.
He's given us some nice juicy plays tomorrow.
Has he? Yes, I know.
I like it when Dave goes for a bit of value.
Look, nothing against David.
No, you pot him every time.
He's a great fella.
You pot him every time.
He's got that gravelly, rich voice, you know, the mahogany tones to his voice. But when it comes to identifying which one of their horses is going to win, his record has been subpar.
I'm sticking fat with Dave.
It's been subpar.
I think this weekend is Dave Eustace's weekend.
This is a fact.
And all of his winners will be, all of his runners will be going very close. So
the
Bubbly Lass,
Sublime, the winners.
Running out of time,
so
Sharky. Running out of time. Bubbly Lass on top.
Bubbly Lass on top.
Okay, quaddie numbers.
Going to throw a few in here. 1, 4, 6, 8, 10, 11.
1, 4, 6, 8, 10, and 11. In the last leg, Zoo Dancer, 4, Bell CL, the 6, which is Zesty Bell, 8, which is Bubbly Lass, the 10, Sunrise Ruby, really interesting runner for Mitchy Beer. Good luck, Mitch. And
he's got his tail up, MB,
the 11,
at the moment.
Our Puny Princess. All right, Sharky, quickly, best of the day at Caulfield tomorrow.
Murrumbidgee River, I'm definitely backing. And the other one that I want to back each way is Swear She's Perfect.
Swear She's Perfect, around about $16.
A nice little bet.
All right, we have...
Do you want one today?
We have so many SMSs. I'm not going to be able to read all the tips out because there's been too many tangents from the Shark today. But one man that we are getting our tips from is Josh from...
We've got him on the line.
Who's back. He needs to redeem himself. How are you, Josh?
Look, I'm good. How are you, boys?
Very well. What are we playing this weekend?
So, one from three again. So, we'll keep going with the three. We'll go to Dan Andrews' approach tomorrow. We are getting in hard and early.
I like it.
All right. So,
whereabouts?
We're learning parents. We got Morphettville, race one, number three. Keep reading. Very good, Bill, on the smart one. Taunting first start. Drawing to get a super run. Start the day off right. About $3, that'll do.
Lovely. Where else?
Well, stop patting yourself on the back. 4 minutes later at Mildura Race 1. Mongolian Flame. First starter, Brent Stanley. Jumped out good. Drawn wide, but if it can lead, it might take catching.
All right, so Mildura at race one tomorrow as well. And there's no market up for that, but that's race one, number seven. And then where do we round out the treble?
We're going back to the well. We're going back to Darwin race two, Little Town Blues. Similar assignment to last time. Might win by more tomorrow.
Oh, yes.
What price tomorrow?
No, I don't know. If we get $7 again, we'd be laughing. But I doubt we'll get anything near that. I thought I was a genius by taking $5. But I don't know what we'll get tomorrow.
All right, what race is it in again?
Race two.
Race two, Little Town Blues. No market up as yet. Race two, number one. All right, Josh, your tips are in. You've got three. We'll put them out on social media. There's a bit of pressure to take your spot next week. So best of luck, Josh.
Go well, great man.
No pressure. More you bet, more you win. Love your work, boys.
Good on you, Josh. Josh from Horsham with his best there. Best of the day anywhere. Have you got a little sneaky at Mildura for us today?
There's a couple. Mildura Cup Day today. Let's try race seven, number six, Arkham Knight in the Cup. Yep. And at Broome?
Race seven. Race seven, number six, Arkham Knight, $11. And at Broome today.
Yeah, race seven, the lucky last at Broome. Number five, Watch Me Nay Nay each way.
Race 7, number 5 at Broome. Watch Me Nay Nay, $9.50. Sharky, good value there. Good value for the listeners.
What we do.
Good luck over the weekend.
All day, every day.
Sorry I couldn't get all those SMSs
hashtag
out. We've written down a lot of the SMSs from our listeners. We'll see if you can dethrone Josh for a spot next week on Friday Form Focus. We've got to get to the news. Sharky, good punting. Good punting to the listeners.
Saturday
more winners on the other side of this. It's Mildura Cup Day. Harry White. We'll have the winners for you.